Hey, it's Joey with The Edge Show, and we are right here at MMS 2012, just after the Day 2 keynote. With me, Garth Ford. Garth, how
are you?
Hi, Joey.
I'm doing well this morning, doing well.
Tell people, what are you doing nowadays? Haven't seen you around.
I still look after System Center and Forefront Brands, and then this year I'm excited with the launch of Windows 8 coming, and then a new version of Office. There's a ton of energy going into the desktop, so I'm spending a lot of time, you know, working with evangelists like you in our field, really talking about our story on what STB brings to the table for helping customers manage their desktops.
That's a great segue into exactly the theme of today's Day 2 keynote. And the reason I wanted you here is that's kind of right in your wheelhouse, all the things that we covered today.
Right.
Let's start off first. It was themed around basically the enablement mm-hmm. of consumerization of IT. There's a lot of questions from folks. What does that really mean in terms of consumerization?
The theme that ties together the last 2 days is how we're cloud optimizing the overall business. And you know, this new world where we're moving into is moving away from silos of technology to a world of continuous services connecting to a really diverse range of connected devices. And those devices today, Windows represents the endpoint on a lot of those devices, but you know, there's a lot more diversity of smart connected devices that are going into the workplace. This year, for example, we'll ship about just under a billion devices that'll come into enterprise and be connected to their corporate systems. That includes traditional PCs, notebooks as we've known them. That includes tablets and smartphones that are getting just much, much smarter in every release. And then when we look forward to about 5 years from now, we look at that number skyrocketing to about 1.8 billion devices. And so the number of devices that ITs really need to care about and manage coming into their systems is really just exploding. And our goal here was to show them how we're bringing tools that are going to let the people that manage PCs today confidently move into this world of continuous services and connected devices.
You know, that's really important, Garth, because the challenge that we have a lot with IT is these devices come in and there's an expectation almost nowadays from our users. I mean, let's think even just a short period of 5 years ago.
Sure.
I don't think either of us really had the expectation that we have all of our corporate applications available to us, whether we're sitting in the office or if we're on an airplane at 32,000 feet.
Right. And it's changed quite a bit. People expect to have their applications, you know, and their data on their device at any time. And what's been really empowering, I mean, in many ways, you know, we're all consumers as well.
Sure.
You know, I was in an AT&T store last Friday picking up my new Lumia device, and that's fundamentally a very personal device. But I want to be able to take pictures of my kid's birthday party, my cousin's weddings, you know, communicate with all the people I care about, but I also want to be able to get work done on that device. And that's empowering that. That's really an opportunity for IT pros to step forward and empower that transformation, empower that end user to use the devices they want to get their work done. That's going to, you know, they'll work more, they'll be productive, they're working on the devices they like to use, et cetera. And that's really the opportunity that we see in front of IT.
It's really kind of a shift now. And Brad mentioned this. It's, mm-hmm. Before it's about ownership, right? We always talk about this is a corporate-owned resource.
Yeah.
This is corporate-owned. Our devices, we own them, right?
Personally, they're owned by us. And it's actually not so much as, you know, ownership is one thing. It's really around who controls the device.
Absolutely.
Who's the one that's in control? And I think we grew up, you know, in the systems management group at Microsoft, we grew up over the last 16 years building a code base that assumed absolute control of the endpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, using Active Directory, domain joined devices, you know, group policy, we could actually control every registry setting on that device. And we really kind of empowered IT to own the device from cradle to grave. From when a device would show up, it'd get a slap an asset tag on it, you would image that mm-hmm. device with your own corporate image and apps, and then you would manage the updating and just the ongoing use of that device mm-hmm. through its life cycle. In this new world, the user is really in control of their devices. They choose when they buy them, you know, when they want to use them, what settings and apps they put on them, et cetera. And so we need to change the way we think about the management paradigm for the tools. And what we talked about in the keynote today was an expansion of going not just from this control surface area that we've had really a great set of code in place for the last 20 years, but expanding that to be more about governance. And that governance means that IT needs to be able to be aware and be, we have to understand what devices are touching your corporate resources. We need to be able to put policy on there to restrict access where it needs to. And then we need to be able to give basically a self-service opt-in way for customers to be able to get access to corporate resources from their own devices. And that's a big shift.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of change that has arrived now with mm-hmm. the latest set of System Center tools that really kind of help enable that.
Yep. And we've been talking for many years, we've been talking since about 2007 at this show and through, you know, a lot of our communications with customers. We've talked about moving management to be this very user-centric or people-centric approach, where rather than think about the devices and even the components that you're on the device, the hard drive, the CPU, et cetera, you move towards shifting to think about putting the user at the center and then having that policy and set of apps and data follow them to whatever device they want. And this release of System Center 2012 is really the release where we made a down payment on it, I think, earlier, and now we're really paying that off and bringing all that to life in the new release.
You also just set up a perfect segue. You're making my life really easy here, Gareth.
Happy to do it, Joey.
You talk about the user settings and having those user settings follow. One of my favorite things that I saw here talked about that user environment virtualization. And Brad showed it in a keynote. He was on one machine with his settings and everything else. It followed him around from his machine VDI session to an actual Windows 8 tablet device.
Right. And this is user experience virtualization, UEV is what we're calling it. It's a new component of the Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack. Went into beta, I think, on April 3rd, so just very recent it was out there. And Bill showed that demo. What we've done is we've made it very, very easy for administrators to set up. So it's not just your Windows-specific settings that can follow you around, but also the application-specific settings. We'll provide templates for a lot of the most common apps. But you know, the idea is that once you set up a set of once you make your computer truly personal by getting your themes and your apps and your data all set up, we want to make that seamless for that experience to roam and follow you around from one Windows device to the next, Windows 7 to Windows 8, and even into, as Brad showed on stage, even into a virtualized desktop experience, so into a VDI experience. So those settings can follow your user whether they're using Windows virtualized or non-virtualized.
Which is really great because I don't know about you, but when I first get a PC, I spend about an hour just trying to get everything exactly the way that I like. And to have that flow through, really, really awesome.
It's really clean.
And now, one last bit we talked about, just to as we kind of hit the end of that keynote, we talk about it's empowering the users, but it's also really empowering IT pros. And I think that's really what landed well with me, is the fact that it's like, hey, for the longest time, we've been the no guys. Because either, it's too hard,
don't understand the security, access is hard, it's difficult, et cetera, right.
And so, talk a little bit, just as we wrap up here, about, that enabling, and now, really, it's up to the folks at home.
Yeah, well, the way we think about it, the way we talked about it, there's a real opportunity for IT to embrace this renaissance of end-user computing that's going on, this explosion of new devices, and to really be the enablers of change and productivity in their organizations. They can really be the heroes, right? By saying yes to all these changes. They've got to do it in the right way that, keeps companies on the right side of policy and law. And of course, we're going to give them tools to control access and security, et cetera. But really there's an opportunity in this next wave for customers to take the tools that we're giving them and embrace this renaissance, if you will, of end-user computing, this explosion of device diversity. And that's really a powerful thing. And the three things that we think, that when we talked a lot about this today, the types of applications that users are going to need to get their work done, there's traditional device optimized, whether that's a Windows or an iOS or an Android device. You need to be able to deploy and manage those. You need to be able to deploy web applications, whether those can run across all devices, and also virtualized applications, whether those are remote app, where you're just taking a single application and you're remoting it using RDS, or you're doing the entire desktop via VDI, again, powered by RDS. We want you to be able to have an intelligent infrastructure that supports the delivery of all those different types of apps to all those devices. And that's really what this release is about. And the combination of Windows Server 8, where we've done some really fundamental innovations in virtualization, with the System Center 2012 release, those two things really work well together to empower IT Pro to lead that change.
I think one thing that really lands with me is I'm not having to go through and completely relearn a skill set.
Right.
It's System Center.
Right.
It's Windows.
Yeah.
Right. It's Windows Server, it's System Center, it's virtualization, it's the technologies we've been doing for several years now.
Yeah.
And now we're just now tweaking it just a little bit to enable that so that
And a lot of it is like in this release, there's a lot of really good work. The engineering teams have really thought about fit and finish and completing the full scenarios. One of the kind of the fun demos we got to do here was setting up a VDI server.
Yeah.
And Bill Anderson actually put himself on a clock. He gave himself 1 minute to do it. And previously, we had VDI as a capability of Windows Server 2008, but it was complex. We had a 96-page technical document on the easy way to set it up. And in here, it's a wizard.
Easy way in 96 pages.
96 pages. That's how easy it was with Server 2008 R2 SP1. Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
But with Windows Server 2012, really, in 1 minute, we did it in front of a live audience. You can basically go through a wizard in 13 clicks, and you're off to races.
He was even drinking Diet Coke.
I know, he was showing off a little bit, but that's Bill Anderson for you. You know, he keeps those demos interesting.
Yeah. Well, Garth, thanks for joining us to talk a little bit about the Day 2 keynote. We love having you here. Of course, folks, you at home, make sure you comment on this video right underneath below you here. We can give comments. You can talk to us at on Twitter, at TN Edge. Got questions? Let us know. I'll forward them on to Garth.
Happy to. Enjoy the rest of the
MMS. Thanks for being here. Yeah, you too, man.
Thanks Joey.